Memes of World War III are showing up on social media this week following the growing tension between the U.S. and Iran. Let's talk about that and more with Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, who looks at the news through the lens of social media with us every Friday. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Jeremy.
Okay, so the hashtag World War III has been trending. Some people are joking about this. Others don't think it's funny. Give us some examples of what people are sharing online.
Let's start with the serious and the painful, because we are a news outlet.
Yeah.
Hamza says, I hope and pray that there will be no World War III because war is not a joke. War is not a meme. War is not friendly. War is not a joke. Reiterates that. And then you go on Twitter and then you find all of the jokes. There are lots of jokes, lots of memes. And this is how World War III, not the actual one, but the Twitter one, got started. Physical gags about dodging the war, being bad soldiers, being drafted. A lot of them very visual. And it's very telling about where our mindset is for people who are playing online, people who are playing on social. But beneath the jokes, people are saying online that they're doing it because they're scared. And I love this. I love this post from Alfredo. He does this on Twitter. So he posts a man trying to drink a bottle of water. The man is in shock and his hands is shaking. And every time he puts his hands up to his mouth, the water gets spilt. And Alfredo says, this is a little bit like everybody on Twitter laughing at the World War III memes and then basically suggesting that everybody is terrified. But amongst all of that, Jeremy, there's one that I really want to pull out for you. And this is Jafford, and he's a medical doctor, and he used to work as an Air Force medical doctor. So he says, I've been to war twice, in Iraq in 2009, Afghanistan in 2011. I'm just an ER doctor, but it was there in the deserts far from home that I made my bones as a newly boarded certified ER doc. And it's about that time that I lost my capacity to feel joy. And then this thread, this amazing story, goes on for 20 different posts. It has gone viral. He started off with 700 followers. He's now got 8,700. Wow. And so many new people who are now seeing the war war in a very different way. Mm-hmm. Because one ER doctor says, this is the reality. This is not a joke, Twitter.
Okay, well, just so we can end with a joke on this issue, one that made me chuckle was Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City typing on her computer with the caption, and as our country entered World War III, I couldn't help but wonder, is it time to focus on World War Me? Which is
very good,
in line with, I tweeted that out at Jeremy Hobson.
It's a good one. I love that.
Okay, let's talk about something else, Femi. Mm-hmm. Puerto Rico, earthquake this week, magnitude 6.4 on Tuesday. At least one person died, more than 2,000 in shelters, a lot of people without power. What are people who are there and are able to share what they've been going through on social media saying?
Well, when I first looked at this, I thought, well, there's not much going on because I was looking for earthquake Puerto Rico. You have to look for the Spanish, obviously. Hashtag TemblorPR is the hashtag to search for. And there you will see what it was like when the earthquake happened. You will see the damage that has been done. On Monday, Annalie posted this, pray for Puerto Rico. A lot of people don't even care, but our island has been suffering earthquakes for the last 10 days. And this morning we were struck by another one. Please make this trend, i.e. hashtag TemblorPR. From this morning, from just a few hours ago, Efran says, these are the tent cities, shows the pictures. Good morning, my friends. This is the south part of Puerto Rico. You're seeing pictures of damage, pictures of before and after, historical cultural sites being damaged. And appeals. Sue J appealed this morning. She said, I've got 50 kids. They need pillows and diapers and art supplies and games and toys. She gives out the details. And then underneath it, all of the messages are done, 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 done. People are giving to Puerto Rico.
Okay, we have one more topic we have to get to, Femi. And this is Harry and Meghan and Megxit, who decided this week they're going to step
this
back
is a huge
from,
story.
Well, they want to step back from their duties, whatever that means, and become financially independent, whatever that means for royals. Here's how it played in British media. Listen to this.
Their extraordinary decision to break the mould and step away has left the royal family in turmoil.
It's pretty dramatic stuff, isn't it?
It's a bit of a wow moment, isn't it? I mean, basically, as far as I can tell, I mean, this statement landed in my inbox less than 10 minutes ago. They are resigning from the royal family.
Just 36 hours later, Meghan has gone back to Canada, leaving her husband, Harry, to deal with what is quite considerable fallout.
quite considerable fallout.
It's a shock. I know we're laughing because they're royals, but this is a big shock for the United Kingdom and people around the world who love the royal family. Think of that meme of Chris Pratt, the actor, looking shocked, eyes wide open, mouth open, camera pushes in closer. That is the UK right now, still trying to recover from what has happened to the royal family. So this is hashtag Mexit. And the country is divided right now. People are piling in. They all have their various opinions. For instance, Madame Tussauds moves the statues right. of the Sussexes away from the royal family. And their little tweet said, we've got to respect their wishes. So people are having fun at their expense. A little bit of geekery going on as well. Teresa C. Brown says, Harry's grandma's the Queen of Canada. So he's got Canadian citizenship. He could sponsor Meghan. I don't know whether she's going to get an E2 visa. So people are really going deep into this. But also, on the more serious note, people are being racist. People are saying, well, they need to get out. They're shameless. There's a debate about what happens to the British monarchy. And so it goes on and on and on. But what I was impressed about was they did this on social media. They did this on Instagram. Nobody knew. The Queen saw it on TV or her aides told her about it. It wasn't in a discussion. That was on Instagram. That's amazing.
And I'm sure that it's all going to be on season 12 of The Crown whenever that comes out in like 2050.
Yeah, when we're 70, Jeremy.
Exactly. Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.